This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Funds for Industrial and Logistics, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Beyond multifamily apartment development, industrial and logistics property, warehouses, distribution centers, and last-mile delivery facilities has become a meaningful Opportunity Zone development strategy. Industrial demand is often linked to the growth of e-commerce and the reconfiguration of supply chains, and zones located near transportation corridors, ports, or population centers can be well positioned for logistics development. For investors evaluating OZ funds, understanding the industrial strategy, how it fits the program, what drives demand, the difference between build-to-suit and speculative projects, the risks, and how to evaluate a specific industrial COF is valuable. As with all OZ deep dives, keep the claims measured. Industrial demand and returns carry real risk, are not promised, and the tax-free exclusion only delivers value if the project actually appreciates. This guide walks through each. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment, tax, or legal advice. Industrial and logistics property has become a significant OZ development strategy alongside multifamily. The substantial improvement rule pushes OZ capital toward ground-up development and industrial development, ground-up warehouses, distribution centers, and last-mile facilities, qualifies as original use property, fitting the program's structure. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.